It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Today on The Untold Story, I'm joined by Derek and Kathy Kidd. They are parents from Iowa whose lives changed completely when they lost their son almost a year ago to the day. He thought he was taking half of a Percocet, which turned out to be a lethal dose of fentanyl that took the life of this 17-year-old Sebastian, their son. And today they're here to share his story. So first of all, thank you, Derek and Kathy, for being on the show earlier. And thanks for joining me for the podcast so that we can dig a little bit more into this story, because I know it's your hope that the terrible tragedy that your family suffered will help other people to avoid it. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you for having us. Any exposure we can get is appreciated.
So, Derek, let me start with you, if I may. You know, take us back to what was going on in your world and in Sebastian's life, what he was dealing with, and why did he want to take this Percocet, and how did he get his hands on it?
Well, I call him the perfect poster child for this situation just because of what he went through in his life. You know, we all go through as teenagers, stresses and there's a lot of things we all have to deal with growing up. You know, he went through a divorce and the loss of his grandparents and his pets, and had some problems in school with, just some issues and bullying, and he dealt with depression for a multitude of reasons. He was put on medication for, to help him. He was taking things for his headaches, and then he broke his collarbone freshman year. Mm-hmm. And he was put on medication for that. So he was, even though we are not, our family really tried to stay with, medicating, didn't even like to take aspirin. That's just kind of how we raised our kids. He was used to taking pills. Mm-hmm. So kind of led down that path where it's okay. And into his, I think it was his junior year, he was, dealing with some things, and a friend of his suggested that, she was taking Percocet. So she offered him one, and he took it. And then he started taking that for a few months before this happened, off and on. He eventually got, figured out how to get it off of Snapchat, and ended up getting a bad one. And we're here today. So,
I think it's important, and I thank you for sharing what he was going through, because I know that that's not easy. But the truth is, there are so many kids in America who are taking medicine for anxiety and for focus and for depression and all these kind of things. So the fact that, as you say, he was familiar with taking pills, he didn't think, that much of it when he took this one. So, I just wonder what you think about how he got that pill. And the Percocet is basically a painkiller, right? So, was he, what can you tell us about what was going on with that, with taking the Percocet?
Well, and that's just it. I don't, I don't want to speculate as to why he was taking it. That's, mm-hmm. that was, only he knows that.
Right. But you weren't aware of it.
That is correct. And I bring other things, not to make excuses for him. We don't need to, but more so because I want parents to understand that for any one of those reasons, their kid could decide to take something. They might just be having a bad day, or maybe they get in a fight with one of their parents and they feel rebellious. I mean, it doesn't have to be, they all start somewhere, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a drug problem. Kids don't necessarily get hooked on, oxycodone or Percocet or Xanax or anything like that. That might happen with some, but in some cases, it's just a matter of them taking something to curb the pain. And, maybe even if they do get used to taking it and think that they need it, they at least have the chance to get off of it. With fentanyl, there is no chance. That is such a strong drug that if you get a pill with something like that in it, you have to keep taking it. You'll get sick.
Right. So, Kathy, you know, with how he got it, I mentioned this on the show, but I spoke with one other dad who lost his son at the age of 16. And he said that he discovered afterwards that it was as easy as ordering a pizza, and that you can go on social media sites. You mentioned Snapchat and order this, and it can be sent to your house in an envelope. I mean, this is every day now, but I think it's still shocking to a lot of people that that's how this happens.
It is shocking. It's shocking that they can deliver to your door, to your back door, your front door, your window. We're hearing a series of emojis. You don't spell it out. You don't have to state what it is or where or whatever. There's a series of emojis that is a sense of ordering and then having it delivered. So for parents that say, you know, gosh, I know where my kid is all the time. I track my kid, or my kid's at home, or they're grounded, or whatever the situation is, they can deliver right to there. They have to be, you know, downtown or hanging out with their friends somewhere to get it.
It's so scary. You know, I mean, when you, now that you've met with other parents and you, Congress has had this hearing, and I know, Derek, you said that you're very frustrated that there isn't more action. When you look at what's coming across the border, and there's Chinese and Mexican cartels who are pumping this poison into our country across the border. And how can that happen? How can they allow that to happen?
Well, I think it all boils down to money. I think we all know that. And I try my best to stay, you know, out of the political. There's bigger fish to fry on my end, and I will let the appropriate people handle that bite. But yes, knowing that all of these kids, because they're somebody's kid. I don't care if they're 12 years old or they're, you know, 42 years old. They're somebody's kid. But all these kids are dying senselessly, and the numbers are staggering, absolutely staggering. 250 to 300 people a day, depending on the day. And we're, you know, there doesn't seem to be a sense of urgency. So I am frustrated. There are things that can be done, and, you know, from a local level, but there's things that need to be done from a national level, starting with PSAs and getting the word out there, because as much as we've been, you know, just doing everything we can to get the word out there, even the people that we're in contact still don't have an understanding of how urgent this matter is. And it's not our responsibility to do that. That's our legislation and everybody else involved to get that out there. So we need to see more of it.
The Untold Story continues right after this.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Kathy, in terms of this misnomer, and you say, you know, when this happened to Sebastian, that people were saying he committed suicide or he overdosed. What's that like for you as a parent?
That was hard. The very first few weeks and first few months, hearing the comments, getting the text messages, the phone calls, the kids stopping by, it was hard to hear. So we did our best to, I guess, enlighten everyone and make sure he was not being talked about. That was not the case at all. And then after that, we really changed our focus to trying to do good in his name, trying to make sure that this doesn't happen or lessen the number of the families that this happens to in his name, to honor him.
You know, do you think, Kathy, is there anything that you look back at? And I don't, you know, this, as I, it could happen to any one of us, what happened to you guys. Is there anything that you would tell parents, you know, keep an eye out for this or that, or I wish that this had been a warning to me, or anything along those lines?
You know, this happened to us. We had not heard of fentanyl. And so I don't, and certainly did not and could not have maybe even understood the potency of it even. It's like nothing else. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. As far as he was struggling. Kids struggle, you know. But then there's kids know how to also put on a happy face. So right. It's hard times, you know, how much kids are hurting, to what length. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to discount their feelings or teenage drama.
So it's hard to evaluate that, to know how serious things are.
It is. Cause you don't want to be the, you know, overreacting parent. And the truth is, you know, that this is, you know, that the accessibility, I think it's hard to, I don't know how a parent inserts themselves in between, you know, a Snapchat emoji that they have no idea exists and the arrival of this pill, you know, at your house or in your child's hands. Derek, what's the impact on the rest of the family? You know, how do you process all of this and how do you move on? I know what you're doing publicly, but what about as a family?
Well, we'll never be the same. Yeah. It's, you know, I hear this all the time from the other parents, and yeah, I say it myself. Until you've lost a child, I don't want to discount my daughter's feelings, because it's probably the same for her with a sibling, especially as close as they were. But until you've lost a child, I don't think you understand the impact that kind of loss can have on anybody. You don't move on. Your life is changed forever. You know, they describe it as being in a fog, and I think you just try to find purpose. I mean, we can't stop living, can't stop working. And our son, you know, before he passed away, was, you know, he was always looking out for others and always tried to save others. And the ironic thing is he actually got some of his friends off of taking these pills. Mm. So before he died, he was saving people. After he died, you know, he wanted to be an organ donor. So he saved people in death, you know, and then beyond death, you know, now it's our job to continue to save people in his name. So we're always going to struggle with him being gone. We have moments every single day. We have those moments of, you know, when we were on your show, when his picture came up, I almost composed myself. So there are triggers that that's not going to go away. Things get a little bit easier to cope with, but it's not going to go away. So we learn to deal with it, and we move on the best that we can.
Yeah. I mean, I just hope that you guys are given the strength that you need to continue and to do this work in his memory. Kathy, just before we go, what is sort of one thing that you think would make a difference? You know, when you do these appearances and you talk to politicians, you know, if you could sort of scream at everybody and magically make one thing change on this right now, what would it be?
Keeping the exposure out there and talking about it daily. Whether that's, you know, in the format of the news, whether it's in the format of people getting on social media, areas where kids are involved in, more like TikToks and things like that. But they have to get the word out in every facet, whether it's Facebook, TikTok messages, Instagram, just everywhere.
One of the things that we've seen out there constantly is, you know, you get people commenting, you know, be a better parent, tell your kid not to do drugs. And this is not just a drug issue. This is so far beyond that. This is not 30 years ago. These pills are as common as a can of beer. Mm-hmm. No, but you don't die from drinking a can of beer. You don't, you shouldn't die from taking a pill. These kids are experimenting or self-medicating, whatever their reasoning is. You don't die from it. Learn from it. You might get grounded from it if you have a beer. Right. Don't die from it. So it's the kids are naive, they're foolish, they're rebellious.
They're trusting.
They're trusting, and you know, they shouldn't die from their mistakes. So, you know, we the education needs to continue, because this problem is not going away. It's not going away.
Derek and Kathy, thank you so much. And I know you're marking the 1 year anniversary of losing Sebastian. And so we are thinking of you and all the other families who are in a similar position. And we hope everybody looks at the photos of him. He's this smiling, wonderful young man, and that's how everyone remembers him. So we thank you for talking with us today. Be well.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Untold Story. I'm Martha McCallum. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Make sure to rate and review. For more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcasts.com.
put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.